Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Usually we're an interview format, but today I'm just going to be talking about upcoming events and things that are happening right now. First of all, I would like to say that I've started a new group on Facebook called Boomer Equestrians. Now, this group is for riders over the age of 40. You don't need to be a boomer. And the purpose of the group is I started it because I think there are a number of people who are coming back to riding after raising a family, or they haven't been riding ever, but they've always wanted to ride or own a horse. And some people have been off due to many reasons, injuries, etc. So I thought it would be great to have a group where we could share ideas and information on how to stay in the saddle longer. And I came to all of this about 5 years ago, when in 2010 in June, I had a minor heart attack. And as I lay in the hospital, I thought about my bucket list. And one of the things on my bucket list was I wanted to go camping with my horse. I also wanted to have a saddle that finally fit him. He was mutton withered and tends to be an easy keeper. So he's a challenge to get a saddle on. And that led me, of course, to the internet to do research. And I looked and I searched and I found Schley's Saddles. And I thought, oh my goodness, their videos on how to fit a saddle were absolutely wonderful, so informative. But in that search, I came across a video that Schley's had on their site, and it was of a 93-year-old woman called Elsa. Now, Elsa's since passed away. It's been 5 years. But I watched that woman ride, and I was so humbled. I thought, oh, you know, at my age, there is hope. I will continue to ride, and this is spurring me on to find a saddle that will be comfortable for my horse, first and most important, because I wanted him to be happy. And then for me, most saddles are comfortable for me, but it was more for my quarter horse. He didn't like many of the saddles that I tried because they didn't fit him. But Schley's explained why, and I signed up for looking at a secondhand saddle because I certainly couldn't afford a brand new one. Long story short, I was able to find a saddle. The Schley's people came out and fitted him, and he's a happy camper now, as I am, because he's happy. That's just one story of older riders trying to, balance out their riding life. The second issue is about confidence. When our bodies age, of course, we end up losing our confidence in our ability to get off quickly or fall nicely. I think Roy Rogers said at his age, you don't just fall and break things, you smash up or turn into jelly or something equally horrible. So I thought, if we all, like, the greatest demographic, of course, are the boomers. And if we all get together and talk about some of the tips and tricks and information, that would be great, especially to share what we know. There might be something that will help someone who's always wanted to ride or get back in the saddle to do that. And I think, I don't know, as human beings, that we need to, and horse lovers, we need to share those things. And that led me to thinking about inviting Ann Gage from Confident Horsemanship to become a regular guest on Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. People can write in, phone in, and ask Ann some of the issues that they're having with their horse or with their confidence. And also, I'm looking at equipment that people are inventing, and I love inventors. I love people who find a solution to a problem, work on it, work away on it and then come up with a wonderful invention. And I love to share that with others, especially in the horse world. And then I'm looking also for stable management tools that can help the older rider or the older horse person in the barn manage heavy things such as manure or bales or just water pails, anything, especially now that most of us are getting a little arthritic in the hands and knees, etc. And then any new developments in the ease of feeding. Now, we at our farm, we have used hay nets for a long period of time. When they first came out, they were different. There were different versions of hockey nets, and we tried a number of nets here. And the only two that rose to the top of the many hay nets that we tried were the Texas hay net and the NAG bags, or natural alternative grazers. Those two nets, I can say with certainty, are high quality products and that they certainly do the job. Now, all hay nets definitely get holes in them, but I would say that those two are the best that we've tried, and we've certainly put them through the test. We had two nets in the beginning, the Texas hay net and the NAG bag. That is after we tried a number of others, which I won't mention, and threw them away. These two nets stood out above the rest, and we would alternate them. We only had the two nets. Also, I created a video to show how to apply the net to a round bale. Now, my husband uses a tractor and he spears the bale, and then we drape the net around the round bale, and it's an easier way of handling. In the future, I hope to do more information to help people get these hay nets on their round bales. And our round bales run about 4x4, 4x5 size, and I believe that the Texas hay net is now making different sizes, just as Mandy Blaze is for the NAG bags. The other product that we've been really happy with has been the nibble nets. We use them intermittently during if we can't get the round bale out. The nibble nets, we can stuff hay in and place over our metal gates and so on, and the horses are occupied by that. And oh my goodness, they're a quality product. There's just nothing to compare with them. They're beautifully made, and if you look after them, they'll last for years. Now, I believe that the Texas hay net is now making smaller nets for the trailer and for the stall. And the other area that we're really interested in is anything for horse camping. Again, that will make it easier and more comfortable for older people to get out and do some horse camping. Because I must say that there is nothing like camping with your horse that brings you closer. You bond so securely with your horse. It's wonderful, and I can highly recommend it. I just wish here in Canada we had more places to camp that accept horses that are safe. But sort of like the States, you can pretty well travel across the States going from horse camp to horse camp. That would be amazing if that happened here in Canada. Probably won't happen in my lifetime. But anyway, just a thought. So if you know of really cool equipment that will help out more senior riders when camping with their horse, please let us know. The other area that I'm interested in is the research being done on helmets, riding helmets. I certainly would love to interview or speak with someone who is working on the cutting edge of making riding helmets more effective and comfortable. There have been so many head injuries and concussions that it's great to find out what's happening with helmets. And if you know of anyone who would make an excellent guest for Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show, please fill out the form on the website, www.straightfromthehorsesmouthradioshow.com. There's a page right there that you can suggest someone and give their information so I can contact them or they can contact me. They're more than welcome to appear as a guest. I certainly am interested in that area. Upcoming guests that we are going to be interviewing is Sharon Katz from the Awe Light. Now, this is a light that's a red light therapy that's been used on horses and humans alike, and it gives temporary relief from aches and pains, and there's quite a bit of research being done on it, but very interesting to speak with Sharon, and you can find out more if you listen to that show. And then the next interview that might be of interest to everyone is called Seahorse, C meaning S-E-E, spelled S-E-E, horse. And this is a monitor that will that's placed on the horse or can be braided into the mane and will help owners monitor their horse's health. And I think this is extremely exciting, and I believe it's a Canadian invention that will be coming out in the early part of next year. And that's a show that I would encourage you to look for. It will be called Seahorse. So just to recap on the information that I'm sharing today is that, number one, I've started a Facebook group called Boomer Equestrians. Also, of course, I have two other Facebook groups, the Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show and Best Horse Products Review, where I review products that I've tried or had experience with. And there is information about the products. Also on the website, I have the website Best Horse Products Review, where I go into detail about each product that I've tried. And also that I'm looking for cutting-edge people, inventors, information about products and treatment and anything at all that will help us as horse owners with our horses. And I definitely like speaking directly to the people involved. So keep that in mind. And please use the form on the Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show.com website, where you can sign up to be a guest or email me. And remember also that Ann Gage will become a regular guest every 2 weeks on Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show as a consultant for confident riders, confident horse, confident horsemanship. And she will be answering questions submitted by email, and then hopefully in the future maybe voicemail, and we'll be able to review some of the issues that are keeping people from getting back into the saddle or interacting with their horse. So if you have any suggestions for topics and or guests, please email me at straightfromthehorsesmouthradioshow.com or use the form. This is Paula Slater signing off, and we'll see you next week. Bye.